It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
President Bush graciously invited Michelle and I to meet with him and First Lady Laura Bush.
Graciously? Bush would get out of there tomorrow if you let him. Hey, Brett, you know, January 20th is so far away. Doesn't the first of the year make sense? You know what I mean? Seems like a natural break. I'll tell you what. Don't you think the girls would love to celebrate Christmas in the White House? Don't you think? I'll tell you what. I'll be out by Thursday.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
I love my texters.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you about a game we're going to be playing for you texters tomorrow on tomorrow's show. One of them writes, MacGyver can make an airplane out of sticks and dirt, but can't make a woman's clothes disappear. So his ideas are of no use. Signed, Teenage Boys of America. How about, another one writes, how about a battery-operated cat squeezer?
All right. You've gone too far.
Can I make a vibrator out of a carrot?
Yes.
Yes.
Has Cy ever seen a vagine?
Never.
That's from Mac in Wichita.
But he can turn a lemon into one.
Can he make a non-interesting interview interesting? That's from Steven in Manteca.
He's going to need a potato.
Can Cy make a magic wand and make himself disappear?
Ta-da! Oh.
Or a magic hat and pull a gun out and shoot himself? That's
wow.
A little harsh.
See, all the bullies who beat up on Cy in school and are beating on it now are not making as much money as Cy is.
But they're
I can't imagine that he was bullied.
They're making me laugh. The interview with Foghorn Leghorn is going great. Text again.
How is that? How is he from Chicago with that accent?
I'm not sure, Rob, but I didn't want to get into this, but I think I'm not sure. But, you know, I don't want to go into
that. Do you think it's a choice the way he speaks?
No, I don't know where he's. I think he's. I'm not sure.
I did not hear a Chicago accent.
I think he made. Let me look it up.
He might have lost the accent when he was stuck in the elevator.
If you're asking what I think you're asking, the answer is yes.
I think he might be an African American.
He is, in fact.
So, you know, and sometimes that might sound, that dialect might sound like, I don't want to go down that road.
No, I didn't get that.
But
he sounded to me like
I think, and that's a terrible stereotype. It's not, I would say there's plenty of possibility in America, especially with the way things have gone, that you can have an African American who can be a nerd just like plenty of white guys out there.
He must be from the south side of Chicago.
It can work out that way. Can you make a microwave out of a shoebox and a light bulb from Ryan in Wichita?
No, but you can cook with it.
Let me see. Maybe you could carry a Post-it. Let me see. The interview is wonderful.
Oh, that's for leaving
the note. There's one guy that's very, very excited about this. Mike, by far, the coolest effing interview you guys have ever had. I will be buying his book. There are a lot of those.
I've gotten several of those. I
am. People got into it. Blah, blah, blah. That comes to us from Joe. Just over in the next room. That's the way that works. Congratulations, Rob. There is something more corny than you from TJ.
Well, thank you, Deej.
Sly doesn't like girls.
What?
They're just all over this guy. I don't know. How do you sneak out of the house without your girlfriend waking up? Potato equals vodka equals electricity equals Mike gets lit. And then ask him how to make an F-stick from Adam in Sacramento.
You know.
Oh, my God. All right. So that's enough of that. We appreciate all the texts about Cy, and we appreciate Cy calling in, and it was a lot of fun.
Do we need to bring in six lemons tomorrow?
I would love to try to make electricity.
What do you want to power? What do you want to power with your lemons?
My brain hurts. I don't even want to think about it. Let me tell you about what we're going to do for our texters
on
tomorrow's
show. Not a very committal answer, Mike.
I know. I want to talk about the Redskins in just a second. Redskins-Dallas week. Everybody's talking about that. My friend Zach emailed me. We are not speaking on the phone because
Zach,
I'm not
the needler.
I am not taking his phone calls, and so he has resorted to emailing me. My friend from, is it Plano?
Plano, Texas.
Mm-hmm. All right, beginning tomorrow afternoon, listen to this. This is a great, great, fun idea for our texters at WJFK1. Remember, standard rates apply. Tomorrow afternoon, starting at 3:20, and then again at 4:20, 5:20, and 6:20, we will give out a letter or series of letters when we play Text Jumble.
Text Jumble.
I love jumbles.
That's right. Text Jumble. The final buzz, we will give out the last of the letter letters. This is Beth Ann. Hold on. Keep up with all of them because during the final buzz, a last letter or letters will be given. That's right. That's when we give our last letter
out. To the whole show.
We're not giving groups of letters. We're giving one letter out. Someone decided it might be better to tweak it, to improve it. It was one letter.
Uh-huh.
We're going to give away one letter at a time. Isn't that how we're going to do this?
Right.
It depends on how many letters we have, I guess.
Beth Ann!
Are you sure you want this right now?
All right. If we want more complicated words, then we will give out groups of letters.
Right.
Right. Now I understand what she's doing.
We can do that.
It always makes sense. You always make sense.
The point is, you have to listen to the whole show from beginning to end, because we'll be giving clues the entire show. You're going to need all those clues to solve the puzzle.
That's right.
Thank you, Mr. Positive. It's the text jumble, 320, 425, 20, and 620.
That's the best.
We're going to give you a letter or series of letters. Then a last letter of letters will be given out at the final buzz.
Right.
All the letters given out through the afternoon will form a word. You know, it's the
or
jumble.
Or a phrase or whatever.
Be the first to text the word to WJFK1. You know that. Standard rate supply.
Right.
And you will win this week's Live Nation text jumble prize pack.
Very cool. And you know what?
Yes.
Since it's being played on the texts, we could do dirty words.
Oh, my God. That's right.
And just tell people, yes, you're right, or
we
no,
could
you're not.
Do horrible, unbelievable, horrible
filthy
words.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That involve acts and body parts.
What do you think, texters? Would you like our first words to be dirty words?
You know you would.
Filthy, nasty words
this
that
is
would get
the,
you in trouble if you said them on the radio?
This is such a dirty jumble that Henry Arnold would never publish it all across America.
Dirty jumble.
Well, now if that's legal, if we can do that,
why
I want to do
it. Be?
I want filth. Well, there's a hint right there. I think that's very exciting. Let me tell you what you're going to win if you win the text jumble tomorrow on the show. A pair of tickets to see Patton Oswalt at the Lisner Auditorium, February 28th, 2009. A pair of tickets to see Jim Norton, Friday, December 5th, at the State Theater.
Mm-hmm.
A pair of tickets to see Louis C.K. These are great comedians.
These are
great shows. Louis C.K. next Friday, November 21st. That's at the Warner.
Now, don't be confused. That's not our program director, C.K. This is the comic Louis C.K.
This is Louis C.K.
Also
that's next Friday, November 21st, at the Warner Theater. And front row tickets to Carlos Mencia this Friday night at DIR Constitution Hall. Get your tickets to these shows and more at LiveNation.com when we play the X-rated text jumble.
Text jumble!
Beth Ann! I just want to find out. I want to find out if
it's
okay.
And you know what's going to be great?
What?
If she has to create the dirty things. Mm-hmm. I'd like to know what she thinks is the most dirty, filthy thing she can come up with.
Hello, Beth Ann.
Can we do dirty words? Can we do absolutely filthy words?
I don't know.
Or like filthy acts?
Can I find out? Can you give me a couple hours?
Wow.
I don't know if you can do that.
I mean, you've got till tomorrow when we do it. But, I mean, we can do really filthy words, right? I mean, it's texting. It's not like
we're just
like
revealing a series of letters.
And I'm not going to, it's not like I'm going to say, I'm going to use, like, letters, and I'm going to, but then again, we wouldn't really be able to reveal.
This segment is brought to you by the letter F.
We could with.
Oh, that'd be too easy.
Exactly.
We could reveal it on the website.
All right. It's the final buzz. Here's the C. Very good.
No, I don't think we can reveal it on the website.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, no, I want to be able to reveal it on the air. We're going to be creative with our text jumble.
Yeah, we'll come up with something.
It's going to be good. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a little
fun.
More than good, Mike.
It'll be
but at some point, I would like to evolve this into something just a
dirty.
Little. See, look, when they clamp down on us, we need to vent. And everybody knows that off air, we have filthy mouths and we're dirty birdies.
Horrible.
And we go around.
Buzz is the worst.
Buzz is terrible.
Horrible.
Buzz is a walking sewer.
It's
horrible. It's disgusting what he does.
Katie is currently texting CK to see if he's cool with dirty words.
Okay.
So we'll have an answer soon.
Good.
But then again, if we do that, in order to let our listeners know, because radio first, gentlemen, we're going to have to be able to at least communicate.
We'll be able to do that.
What the word is.
Yeah, it's like watching Jeopardy and not finding out what the answer to the final question is.
Well, we could probably describe it in a family-friendly way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This word involves something. I'm thinking of a word already.
Are you?
But see, the really filthy words are even the long ones
are short,
too easy. Let me write one down. Do you have a? Give me a pen.
I bet I know what word is. It a?
No, don't say anything yet. You are such a thinker. Stop thinking for a second.
There you go.
Okay, but I want you to. Right. I want to be able to tell you if I got what I think you're going to say. Can I guess how many letters it is?
Can you write it on a card?
I can.
Go ahead. One.
Is it 10 letters?
No, it's 11.
Oh, really?
11.
Mine is a 10-letter word.
Really.
Let me say.
All right, does your word begin with an F?
No, mine starts with a C.
So does mine.
Oh, that's you can compare.
Okay. All right.
Did you pluralize yours?
No.
Oh, because if I pluralize mine has 11 letters.
Does yours have a have an N in it?
No, mine has two K's in it.
I'm trying to figure yours out.
Mine involves a body part and an act.
Uh huh.
Oh, okay. I know what yours is.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Mine is a more exotic word for an act.
Oh, and is it a gift you might give a wife?
Yes.
Yeah. You got it.
Very good. See, now here's more than one N in that word.
Right away.
Three N's in that word.
Right away, we've identified a problem. I think that if we do dirty stuff, it's too limited and it's going to be too easy.
No, because we went very obvious.
Well, there's not a lot. I mean, there's. Right. I think it's limited.
I'll give you one that they wouldn't get in 100 years.
All right. Okay, write it down. Hold it up for us.
Well, Beth Ann's going to have to carry it over because you took my sharpie.
We're examining.
But for example, this.
Oh, I see what your word is, Mike. I didn't realize.
See?
And it can be a word or phrase.
Very scientific of you, Mike.
Yeah. All right, we'll do that.
Like you could use that word and attach to it tasty.
And Rob's the second part of Rob's phrase was job.
Uh-huh. Ah, very good. Yeah, that's a two-word phrase. Sure,
it was job, uh-huh. It's always that with you. Isn't it?
It is.
It's always
good
that
job.
With you.
You know, and especially when Beth Ann's here.
Beth Ann, I just realized the words that we're like bandying about in here.
Hey, Grease Man, how you doing? Yes, Ingus.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Beth Ann. Before we get to the Hollywood buzz, yeah. I just want to give everybody an update on my friend, or so-called friend, Zach.
Oh, the guy in Plano, Texas.
Yes.
Oh, man. I need some help from our Redskins fans.
The guy with the $1,000 bet with you.
The whole deal is the injury report and the fact that you've got Clinton Portis, who is banged up, and he's day-to-day. They don't know whether he's going to be playing this weekend.
He's on my fantasy
team. You know, a lot of guys are banged up. Sean Springs is banged up.
Yes.
You've got some people that are hurting on the Redskins.
Chris Samuels is also hurting.
Chris Samuels is hurting. Betts is hurting also.
Mm-hmm.
So the Redskins, and you got a lot of guys that are coming back for Dallas.
Right.
And so I'm very, very nervous about this. I got a lot of money on the line. Mm-hmm. It is Dallas week. I just want to say to my friend Zach, you're going down.
Yeah.
You're going
so.
Down, you MF-er!
Yeah, Zach.
Yeah, Zach.
Zach, you are screwed. I don't care if Tony Romo's coming back. It doesn't matter.
Jumble this.
I have a message you could give Zach that's only 11 letters long, but it says volumes. And this is it.
There it is.
You think?
That's right. First word, huge. Last word, shot.
That's right.
All right, let's get the Hollywood buzz. Here he is, the man, the legend, Buzz Burbank.
Hey, let me open this email from Mike.
Come on, we don't have much time now. They got me on the clock here. Go ahead.
Sorry.
A Rolling Stone poll on the greatest singer of the rock era. You want to start thinking about who your guess is before I count them down?
I know my number one already. I don't have to think about it.
Number one. Now, this is not necessarily rock singer. Number one singer of the rock era.
Which starts in 1955.
Uh-huh.
Mine is Taco.
It always is.
Mine always has been.
Let me see.
Simply
Red.
No, sorry.
Oh, Mick Hucknall?
Rolling Stone.
God, Mick Hucknall. No, I would say Steven Tyler.
That's a pretty good
guess. That is a good guess.
Steven Tyler's
that
my
is,
fave.
That is.
Rolling Stone interviewed 179 people, musicians, producers, their own editors, and other music industry insiders. Who are these insiders?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
After all the votes were counted, Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul, came out on top as the number one singer of the rock era.
Doesn't come out on top very often.
Couldn't hear that. Now I heard it. There we go.
It was under miles of fabric.
Here's your top 10.
Two fried chickens.
At number 10, James Brown.
Get a good education. Join the army.
At number 9, Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Admit, he's pretty good
number
voice.
Number 8, amazing voice. Yeah. Otis Redding.
Oh, yeah.
Number 7, Bob Dylan.
Oh, come on.
As one of the greatest singers of the rock era.
You know what? Maybe
great lyricist.
Yeah, but not really
not
a singer. Or
no.
A performer.
Great American poet.
Number 6, Marvin Gaye.
Mm-hmm. And David, incidentally, from Sacramento, you text her, you don't win with that phrase. Last word, liquor.
Are you sure it's not just an offer?
He's a winner in my book, Mike. Number 5, John Lennon. Number 4, Sam Cooke.
I'll tell you, these are great artists,
sure,
all of them, but
of course,
I'm not sure. Singers, I'm thinking, when you say singer, I'm thinking pure voice.
Mm-hmm. And when you think of rock era, you think more rock.
I do agree with Aretha, number one, though. That's
Aretha's got an incredible voice.
Yeah. Number 3, Elvis Presley.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Sorry.
Hers is prettier.
I thought you were doing Elvis.
At number 2, Ray Charles. And at number 1, Aretha Franklin. By the way.
So there are really no... Are there any rockers on there at all?
Nothing from very recently.
Paul McCartney, number 11. Little Richard was number 12. Mick Jagger was at number 16. Tina Turner at number 17.
Where the hell is Steven Tyler?
That's a very good question, Mike. I don't know. The full list will be out when it hits the newsstands on Friday. A fun fact to know and tell, Michael Jackson, who came in at number 25, was the youngest artist to rank in the top 25. So all these people are up there in age.
And then Michael Jackson's 50.
And he just turned 50 in August.
That's right.
I find it suspect that John would be ranked a better singer than Paul because Paul has a purer voice.
I agree.
Yeah, I think it's more icons. It sounds like an iconic kind of list.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's Rolling Stone. The Wayans brothers are doing a Munsters movie. What's that going to be like?
I'm laughing already. I like the concept.
They're very funny, and they're big fans. If you're a fan of the Munsters, fear not. It sounds like the Wayans family is not going to make any radical changes.
Is Keenan Ivory going to be Herman?
I don't know. No, I don't think so. Judging from what Sean has to say about it.
I would put Keenan Ivory as... they're making the movie, right? They're not necessarily
going to
be in
the movie.
Movie.
Quoting Sean Wayans, if we do anything, maybe we'll do a cameo, but we're not going to make the Munsters black all of a sudden.
Oh, they're not.
That's a quote from Sean.
See, I don't mind the Munsters being black. I think that might work.
Quoting Sean, they're going to be green, white people, just like they were on the TV show.
Okay, that's good. Then we have to think legitimately about Herman.
Who should we cast?
I mean, Fred Gwynne is gone. He's dead, and of course he'd be too old to play the role. Who are tall, geeky? You know who might do it?
Who?
Hugh Laurie.
Oh,
you know who I thought is Brad Garrett.
Brad Garrett could work, but Brad Garrett, isn't he almost too well known for
maybe
Raymond's brother?
Almost too over the top. Mm-hmm.
Oh, we got a break. I'm sorry, Buzz. Got to go now. Sorry.
More at MikeOMara.com. The death of the auto show and your final buzz at 6:20 Eastern. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
When we come back, Funnyman Patton Oswalt. He's a lot of fun. We'll be right back after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.